For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalbathanchel. Several veterans groups have filed a Freedom of Information request over a federal program that decides disability compensation claims related to toxic water exposure. From the mid-1950s to the 1980s, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates up to 1 million veterans, their families, and civilians at Camp Lejeune, a Marine training base in North Carolina, could have been exposed to toxic water. Groundwater at the base was contaminated with chemicals, primarily industrial solvents, that can cause cancer and other health problems. In 2012, Congress passed a law to provide health benefits to veterans and family members who spent time at Camp Lejeune and who had a certain type of health condition. This law applied only to health care coverage, not disability compensation. Rory Minnis, a former Marine and law student intern at Yale Law School's Veterans Legal Services Clinic, says that same year the VA tasked an anonymous group of subject matter experts to issue medical opinions that were used to decide disability compensation claims by veterans affected by the toxic water. The experts were known as SMEs.
There are multiple examples of SMEs directly overruling the judgment of a veteran's treating oncologist with no rationale given. In some cases, they have similarly overruled other VA doctors' findings.
Minnis says since that time, the approval rate for these claims has dropped from 25% to 8%. On the VA website, it says veterans can file a separate claim if they believe their health problems are related to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. The VA states these claims are decided on a case-by-case basis. Jerry Ensminger, a retired Marine who was stationed at the base, says that makes no sense.
How do you justify providing veterans health care under the Lejeune law, admitting that their health effect was caused by their exposures at Camp Lejeune, and then denying them their service-connected benefits? How's that square?
Ensminger's daughter died from leukemia when she was 9. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's a ranking member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, says the VA should release the information.